This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, and we are excited to be broadcasting to you from the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And thanks so much for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today. And remember, the Radio Realtors can be heard four times a weekend. So to get our schedule, all you got to do is give us a call on our hotline number. We'll give that to you. It's 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And don't forget, you can listen to the Radio Realtors on our podcast.
That's right.
By searching the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes and Spotify.
Right. And as we always say, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but we're tremendously active realtors that help our listeners and clients just like you every single day.
The Radio Realtors are standing by our slogan, real value, real people, real results. And we want to help you buy your next home or sell your home. So give us a call on our hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And you're in the right place if you are a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you're a potential home seller and thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors. We can help you get top dollar for your home safely and effectively.
Right, and we do that with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that strategy highlights your home on this very radio show. It also includes a virtual open house and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost. And that strategy works every single time. We've put four homes in escrow in the last about 7 days, and things are just clipping right along. And so we're not stopping for anything. And why not make your home the next one we sell for top dollar? You can call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And we're going to be covering some great topics for you today, including making an offer on a house and how to negotiate like a pro.
A mortgage update from Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, one of our PMLs or preferred mortgage lenders.
And should you cockle doodle do it? And we're just going to tease you for now with that.
Okay. And we're also going to share a few brand new listings that you will want to see this weekend or this coming week.
So once again, you can connect with us anytime by calling us or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So stop what you're doing right now and reach out to us at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online once again at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So most potential home buyers hope to discover that hidden gem, an amazing home listed at a low price. And while that may happen, you know, on occasion, it is more common for buyers with the help of us realtors to try and create a discount by making an aggressive but effective offer on a home.
And the truth is that an offer that is only aggressive is usually well below list price and is probably not going to be effective.
And an aggressive offer alone is usually rejected by sellers who feel disrespected by the buyer's disregard for their property. And most listeners listing agents try to get their sellers to at least enter negotiations with potential home buyers by doing a counteroffer with a number a little bit closer to the list price.
That's right. However, if a seller is offended by a buyer's offer, you may sometimes not get a second chance to make an offer, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And as a buyer, there are steps that you can take, and these are steps to increase the likelihood that your aggressive and effective offer will be accepted, or at least increase the chances that negotiations can take place.
But before you make an offer at all, you should be thoughtful about your goals.
Yeah, if you love the house and you truly want to buy it, you really don't want to submit an offer that's too low. You want to make a reasonable offer. And you'll also want to be honest about what kind of mortgage you can afford and how much the home is worth.
If you're not sure, you can just ask us as your realtors if the house is fairly priced or it would be reasonable to come in at a lower price.
Yeah, and you can still offer the sellers a low price, but you don't want to scare them away or give them an opportunity to accept an offer from another buyer. However, if you're interested in grabbing a bargain and becoming a homeowner for financial reasons and are less invested in which house you own, a low offer could be the right option for you.
And this is where things get a little tricky. So at this point, we need to discuss your offer. And maybe you might want to think about making an offer that's around 10 to 15% below the asking price and then just see what happens.
Right. So the Radio Realtors tip number one to negotiate like a pro is stay aware of current market conditions. As your realtors, we should be discussing your local real estate market with you throughout your home search so you can understand the value of individual homes.
If your local market is a seller's market with a lot of competition for homes, you are much less likely to have an aggressive offer accepted than if buyers have the upper hand.
Yeah, however, in any kind of real estate market, a house that has been listed for sale for several months is much more likely to have owners willing to negotiate at a lower price.
And it's important to know the real estate market in your area and to do your research.
A seller might be thrilled to get your aggressive offer in one market, but might be more likely to go back and forth on price if there are multiple offers or more people interested in buying their home.
And you don't want to be stuck making counteroffer after counteroffer when there are multiple people interested in the home.
Yeah, because the bottom line is if you lowball the sellers, they might end up selling the house to other buyers, and then you'll be looking elsewhere for a new home.
And we have done this numerous times. When we receive a lowball offer, we will use that offer to leapfrog it to get a better offer with a higher price and better terms.
That's right. And we call this playing real estate poker. Just like you said, you know, we get an offer, it's very, very low, and most of the time, what the sellers want to do is they just want to reject it or tell the buyer to pound sand. So typically what we do is we say, hey, you want to at least counter, maybe we counter back at full price. Now you have an offer in play. So the next person that calls and asks you if you have any offers, you say, yes, we do have an offer on the table. We're about to send over a counter. If it's accepted, we're going into contract. And they at that point say, do I have time to go look at it? And we say, yeah, get on over there before we send this over. And you have a very good chance of maybe submitting an offer. So it's a little bit of a poker game, but it's something we do all the time. Before we get to tip number two, we're going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Exquisite in Elk Grove. And this 5-bedroom, 4.5-bathroom, nearly 4,000 square foot home on over a quarter of an acre is in the coveted neighborhood of Providence in Elk Grove. This stunning home was built by JMC in 2012. And this home is their desirable Wickford model. The spacious kitchen was designed to be a chef's dream with ample granite countertops and backsplash, stainless steel appliances, and rich dark walnut cabinets. The home has a covered patio and deck with a resort-like backyard with a premier pool that is solar heated. You really never need to leave your home if you buy Exquisite in Elk Grove. Exquisite in Elk Grove also has a 4-car garage, a game room, a loft, 18 by 18 inch travertine tile floors, a custom dual cherry staircase, upgraded carpet, two-tone paint. The master suite upstairs has a fireplace with a lot of room to relax and unwind. The home even has a second master bedroom downstairs, so it's perfect for extended families or people that just don't want to take the stairs anymore. It's priced at just $764,999, and this one will not last. This home is in a great location near schools, parks, shopping, and freeway access. And if you'd like to see Exquisite in Elk Grove, just text the word Exquisite to 916-269-3337. That is the word Exquisite to 916-269-3337. The word is Exquisite, 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
TheRadioRealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are discussing the Radio Realtors tips to help you negotiate like a pro. And number one was stay aware of current market conditions. It is important that we are in communication throughout your entire home buying process so that you know what's going on in your local market. The Radio Realtors tip number two to negotiate like a pro is to be respectful of the sellers. Now, even if you think the sellers have overpriced their property or have let it fall into disrepair, it's important to treat them with respect and follow the protocol of your local real estate market.
After all, this is the seller's home and maybe the place where they have raised their family, and the sellers may be selling because circumstances are forcing them to sell rather than by choice.
Right. So a lower offer may be slightly offensive to the sellers, but if we put together an aggressive and effective offer with a quick close, say 14 to 21 days, along with an expression of your appreciation for their property, it's more likely to be accepted. And it would be more likely to be accepted than a low offer accompanied by a half-complete contract or an insult about the property's condition.
The Radio Realtors tip number 3 to negotiate like a pro is have us as your agents contact the listing agent.
Yeah, when it comes time to put in an offer, the Radio Realtors always reach out to the listing agent and have our preferred mortgage lender call the listing agent to help personalize the negotiations.
And we also reach out to the listing agent to discuss things before we submit your offer to see if we can glean information on what he or she would like to see to make your offer really stand out.
Yeah, and the primary goal is submitting an offer that's irresistible to the sellers. And our goal is to find out as much as possible about the sellers, why they're selling, and whether they have turned down other offers.
I guess, Rob, make them an offer they can't refuse.
That's right.
Okay. This can be helpful regardless of whether you intend to make an aggressive offer or to consider a higher offer.
Right. The Radio Realtor tip number 4 to negotiate like a pro is have your financing in order.
Yep.
This is of the utmost importance. Sellers are rightfully concerned about getting to the closing table with any offer they accept. So if your offer, it has to be accompanied by a pre-approval letter from a preferred mortgage lender along with an earnest money deposit.
In our opinion, the higher the earnest money deposit, your promised down payment, and the speed of the loan closing, the more likely the sellers are going to take your offer seriously. And obviously, if you can make an all-cash offer, you are even more likely to succeed.
Yeah, and keep in mind also, having your finances in order also includes making the right decisions for yourself and your bank account. You definitely want to make sure you can afford the mortgage for your house, because if you buy a home, you're going to be paying that mortgage every month for the next 360 months on a 30-year loan.
And while it may be true that the sellers have multiple offers and you may end up back on the house hunting trail if you don't get a particular home, it's better to keep looking for a house you can afford than to default on your mortgage and end up in trouble with your lender.
Right. So having your financing in order is such a crucial step. And part of being able to negotiate like a pro is to know what's happening right now in the world of mortgages. To help us do that, we're going to line 2 to bring up Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Hey, Dave, welcome to the Radio Realtors.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Frank. It's great to be here.
So you're one of our preferred mortgage lenders, and we have very few of those, Dave. But tell us maybe what's going on in your world right now that is exciting that you want them to know.
Well, I'd like them to know that the market right now is on fire as far as the mortgage industry and in just real estate in general. I am slammed throughout the day with new customers coming in. We're saving people hundreds of dollars on their loans right now. A couple different ways with FHA is a big one right now. One of the big hits right now is that you can actually reduce your mortgage insurance or even eliminate it entirely. So you've got savings with the interest rate. Interest rates are smoking right now. And then in many cases, drop your mortgage insurance for $500 a month savings in many situations.
Dave, this is Frank. Can you elaborate a little bit more about saving money? Because we're all about adding value to the customers. Be more specific about saving money for the clients.
One of the best ways right now that I'm seeing is the interest rate benefit to your purchase price. If you're looking at buying a home in a $350,000 range, let's say, you can have the same payment with the new interest rate and buy $30,000 to $40,000 more house with the same payment. It's immediate savings. It also allows people that maybe wanted to buy a more expensive home a year ago and couldn't quite afford it. Now's the time to get in. The rates right now are as low as they are going to be. They're the lowest historically in my life, and they're only going to remain here for certain amount of time. We've got the election going on that's keeping them down. That may, you know, whatever happens there may change the interest rates. The market we're still seeing right now is kind of our springtime housing buying season in this area. We kind of got gipped out for the springtime because of the COVID thing. Well, it's hot and heavy right now, and the rates are still just as low as they were a month ago.
So, Dave, do you ever get this question? Should I wait and see if the interest rates go any lower?
My answer for that right now is do not wait. Absolutely do not wait. The rates are low. They're the lowest lowest historically. And right now you've got a couple, you got a perfect storm. You got excellent interest rates, as low as they've been historically. And we also have a lot of people moving into the Bay Area, or moving from the Bay Area into our Sacramento region. And these are people that are used to spending more money on housing, and they're coming into our market. They're leaving San Francisco and they're moving towards Sacramento, and that's going to drive the prices up. So if you want to get homes when they're on sale, they're on sale right now.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, Dave, that already have a mortgage and aren't in the buying cycle, what would you recommend to them if they, say, have a current FHA loan or a VA loan right now?
I would say to call me, number one. Call me, let me do the math. One of the nice things about FHA and VA loans is they have a streamlined type of process for refinancing. And in many situations, you don't even have to pay for an appraisal, which means I can do the numbers. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You haven't spent a penny. But in most cases right now, we're dropping people's payments by a couple $100 a month.
Right. So with an FHA loan, most of those have mortgage insurance, correct?
Yep. Not only refinance, but if you've enjoyed some of the equity we've seen in this area, you can in many cases eliminate your mortgage insurance and get a better interest rate.
We're not talking $10, $20. We're talking about hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars a year, right?
I would say my average on most loans that I work with, the FHA mortgage insurance is around $200 to $250 a month. And then you're dropping another couple $100 on the payment. You know, you're looking at $450 a month. That's a huge savings.
Right now, for veterans, because you're a veteran yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
And thank you for your service, by the way.
Amen.
But what can you do for people that have a VA loan right now?
VA loans are one of the best loans available. I mean, they really are. You can do 100% financing and not have to pay mortgage insurance. So that's the $250 you're saving right off the bat. VA loans also price a little bit lower than conventional loans. So we're definitely in the 2% range for the VA situation. You can reduce your term down to 15. We can even do a custom term on some of these loans. You can pick the number of years you want for the loan, and we'll custom tailor the loan around it.
Dave, is there a limit on the VA purchase price of the home?
Okay, so Frank, just this year, the Veterans Administration changed the maximum guidelines. There's actually no maximum loan limit for VA now. So if you can afford the payment, you can get the loan. 100% financing in the millions. You can go as high as you can afford, basically.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. We used to have a situation where you'd only get a certain amount, and then the veteran would have to bring some money in. But now we're still doing 100% financing with no loan limit whatsoever.
That's great. Now, Dave, going back to people that are thinking about buying a home right now, with rates as low as they are in the 2% range, and these down payment assistance programs that are available, don't you think that right now could be that time that people will look back and say, I wish I would have, if they don't take advantage of this right now?
I have people that call me all the time that they say, I finally pulled the trigger, and I knew that if I didn't call you, I was going to be beating myself up later. If there's been any time historically to take advantage of the rates, it's right now. You don't want to wait because, the markets move fast. They're low right now, but you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Sometimes the rates move a couple times a day, but right now they are low. They've been the lowest for probably, I don't know, the last couple months, but anything can happen. We know that.
So, Dave, bringing things home here, if our listeners want to get started with you and the Radio Realtors, how do they get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone. I actually answer the phone. It's 916-548-8225, or my website, DaveHoodLoans.com.
He makes things happen.
He does.
Man,
if you want to get a hold of Dave, give him a call, 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or go to his website, DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com, and do yourself some good and call Dave Hood. Hey, thanks for being on the Radio Realtors today, Dave.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Thanks Dave.
Man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting, Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to the Radio Realtors.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes our neighborhood.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And if you've missed the first couple segments of our show, well, you can get it other places. You can go to Spotify. Our podcast is on there, and it'll be available after the last show plays on the weekend. Or you can go to iTunes and just download the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. We are talking about the Radio Realtors tips to negotiate like a pro. And we're going to kind of just go through a few of these really quick so you understand what we've been talking about. But number one is you want to stay aware of current market conditions. And we always go through the entire process with you. Make sure that you know what's happening all the way through your purchase transaction. Number two is be respectful of the sellers. And you know, you want to get a great deal, but you also don't want to be so aggressive with your offer that you just make them mad and they don't want to work with you any longer. Tip number three to negotiate like a pro is have us as your agents. Contact the listing agent. And you know, there's a lot of information that we can get by contacting the listing agent to find out what they're looking for in the offer, and then also gleaning more information about what the seller wants. The more information that we have, the better we can do and put together your offer. The Radio Realtors tip number four to negotiate like a pro was have your financing in order. And we talked to Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and I'm telling you, that is probably the most important thing, is that you've got to have that financing in order. And right now, it's the perfect storm, like Dave said. Interest rates in the twos. He can move your loan relatively quick in 14 to 21 days. There are so many great things that you can do with speed and a great realtor and a great mortgage lender. So the Radio Realtors tip number 5 to negotiate like a pro is eliminate or at least shorten as many contingencies as possible. And if you're making an aggressive but effective offer price on a home, you might consider keeping your contingencies to a minimum. With a steal of a price, you probably shouldn't expect to have the sellers make repairs or to convey any additional items to you, such as their hot tub.
We recommend that you should still have a home inspection, but you may want an information-only inspection if you anticipate making any of the repairs yourself.
Yeah, and if the sellers are already letting their house go for a bargain, you don't want to complicate the sale with a bunch of contingencies. It's important to find out what you should expect to repair and the costs, but you should generally expect to get the house as is.
Keep in mind that a low offer is not always the right offer to make. In fact, you need to be prepared to lose the house if your offer is too low.
Right. Sometimes the market isn't in your favor and the sellers will stand firm on their price. However, if you can make a lower offer respectfully in the context of your local market, you could end up with the bargain home of your dreams. So the wrap-up is, in the interest of preserving the peace, remember that negotiating like a pro isn't about hurting the other side. It's about knowing the seller's motivations and your own motivations and striking a deal that satisfies you both as much as possible. So let's quickly run through the mistakes not to make. Number one, don't focus on price only. You can negotiate quite a bit of value into a contract besides the number on the bottom line. So think about your preferred closing date, whether your seller would be motivated to pay closing costs, and any cool items you maybe like to have the seller leave behind.
Number two, don't move slowly. Get your financing in order from the start and be ready to pounce on the deal that you want. Make a firm, direct, and a quick offer to a motivated seller, specifying a time limit for the response, and you just might get the terms you request.
Right. Number three is don't assume anything is off the table. Now, you've probably heard, for example, that there's no wiggle room on pricing for new construction, so don't even ask. Or you might think that there's no way the seller would leave behind that fabulous painting or the play structure in the backyard. That is complete nonsense. Ask for what you want, but be willing to be flexible on the other terms to get it.
Number four, this is a big one. Don't take things personally. Some experienced negotiators will try to jar you on purpose. Others may just be jerks, but stay calm and be brutally direct. If you feel the other side is not being reasonable, be prepared to walk away.
And number five is try not to obsess. Sure, you want to keep your cell phone on, but you know, eat wisely, sleep well, and remember to exercise when you're negotiating. Your philosophy should be that it's just business, and there are plenty of other houses from which to choose. With our help, you will survive the negotiating process and keep your sanity intact. So if you're interested in having the Radio Realtors and our preferred mortgage lenders help you with this process, we guarantee our process and our strategy works every single time. Give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So we were talking about, should you cock-a-doodle do it? And what we're going to be talking about is backyard chickens. And you know, going to the grocery store, especially at the beginning of COVID-19, it felt a little bit like playing like Russian roulette out there. And more often than not, something that you wanted or needed was out of stock. And a lot of times those items were not only toilet paper and paper towels and Clorox wipe, but like meat and dairy products.
So what do you think about having your own pet chickens? Because Google searches on raising them have climbed sharply since COVID-19 began.
And as people have been trying to get used to this new norm and figure out the best way to provide for their families, chickens are getting pretty popular.
Rob, didn't you have chickens at one time?
I did, and we're going to talk about that.
And even those chickens might not be quite as cute as your dog or your cat, their fresh eggs are a welcome addition to your meals at home.
That's right. And it appears that America is obsessed with backyard chickens. With food shortages and basic necessities flying off the shelves, people seem to be searching for a new way to make sure their families eat well. And for some, the solution is poultry.
Yeah, it appears that interest in chickens has increased over 500% since the end of February. And raising chickens is something that most Americans can do reasonably.
Yeah, and besides being an easy intro to at-home livestock, chickens are also relatively affordable animals to take care of. They don't cost much, and they don't take up a bunch of room. And this is a great way to become a little more self-sufficient without committing to a completely self-sufficient lifestyle.
So, have you caught the chicken bug yet? If so, the Radio Realtors are going to share with you a few things to know to get your poultry in motion.
I love that. I love that. But before we get to those, we're going to give you our audio open house number 2, and then we're going to come back and give you more about whether you should cockle-doodle do it. We're calling this one Outstanding in Old Roseville, and this is a neat 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom, 1,100-square-foot home that has all the original charm, but with current updates. The home has opaque wood shutters throughout, original wood floors in most of the home, bamboo wood flooring in the master suite with double French doors that look out to a beautiful covered patio out back. The home has updated shaker cabinets and granite counters in the kitchen. There has been a complete remodel of the spa-like bathroom. And check this out. The shower has a stone basin, slate tile backsplash, and a deluxe shower faucet. And you will never want to get out of this beautiful walk-in shower with the glass doors. I'm just telling you. The home has an oversized laundry room with plenty of built-in cabinets, counter space, and room for an additional refrigerator. The backyard has artificial grass for the pups, and if you're wanting backyard chickens, this home currently has chickens. It also has a garage that is detached and a workspace in that garage. The home is RV possible with an extended driveway. The home even has a classic front porch perfect for lazy day conversations. Live and play in Old Roseville. Summer concerts, restaurants, downtown markets, and much more. And it's priced affordably at $395,000. If you'd like to see Outstanding in Old Roseville, just text the word Outstanding right now to 916-269-3337. That is the word Outstanding to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
TheRadioRealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Studio. And we're talking to you in this final segment, as we're bringing it home, about backyard chickens. They're having their moment, and should you cock-a-doodle do it? And we talked about that America is kind of obsessed right now with backyard chickens, and COVID-19 has kind of brought that about. And I remember going to several stores looking for eggs during COVID-19, especially maybe about a month ago. It was really bad. It was hard to find eggs anywhere, and you can only take like one of them when they had them at Costco. It was crazy. So a lot of people are thinking about it. So how do you raise chickens at home? You know, when it comes to raising chickens, the first thing to do is make sure you're even allowed to have them. Some cities have a bird per resident limit, and some deny the right to have a rooster.
Yeah, Rob, and some laws may require the coop to be a certain size and or distance from the house or property boundaries.
Yeah, once you know what your zip code livestock laws are, buying chickens is fairly easy. And all you have to do is search for chickens on Google for sale at a hatchery or a feed store near you.
Then it's time to start building the coop. Chicken coops are essential to both keeping your chickens happy and stress-free and protecting them against predators like foxes, raccoons, hawks, rats, cats, and even dogs.
Yeah, chickens aren't smart. You're going to spend a lot of time looking out for their welfare since they won't always do it. And you can start by making sure they have a secure place to sleep, since sleeping chickens can quickly be killed.
Working out the details of caring for chickens at home might sound complicated, but there's a ton of resources online and several places close to you that sell them.
Yeah, so let's discuss the pros and cons of raising chickens. After all this talk of raising chickens, you're probably wondering, what's in it for me? And it turns out there's quite a bit in it for you. And here are the pros and the cons from the experts.
Number one, chickens make your yard better. Of all the livestock you can raise, chickens are the easiest to care for.
And chickens eat nearly anything, so they're a great way to recycle your kitchen scraps, and they also provide natural bug control for your plants.
Chicken manure is also free fertilizer for your garden.
And I will tell you this, Frank, they love watermelon rinds. Pro number two.
I did not know that, Rob.
That's true. Pro number two is chickens provide natural pest control. And chickens, they will spend hours each day in search of ticks, mosquitoes, grasshoppers, flies, and other small insects.
And snakes. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and this means fewer annoying bugs bothering you.
Yeah, pro number three is fresh eggs are the best. You know, there's nothing like fresh eggs, especially when the grocery stores have a limited supply.
And Rob, most eggs that you buy in the grocery store are at least a week old when they're even put on the shelf.
Yeah, and it's very possible that eggs bought in the grocery store are 2 weeks old by the time that you bring them home. Plus, you don't have to refrigerate eggs from your backyard chickens, because eggs are laid with a near invisible coating called the bloom or cuticle on the shell. And this coating helps keep air and bacteria out of the egg, keeping the egg fresher longer. So as long as you don't wash your eggs until just before cooking them, there's no need to refrigerate them. So let's discuss the foul things about fowl.
Con number one, don't expect eggs right away. Before you start gathering up all your favorite omelet and frittata recipes, keep in mind that you may not have eggs immediately.
Right, Frank. Your chickens don't start laying eggs right away. They usually need a few weeks to settle in and feel comfortable.
And Rob, any disturbance can cause them to go off the lay for a few days. Your chickens need a familiar, calm environment to lay eggs well.
And remember also that if you opt for buying chicks instead of chickens, you're going to have to wait even longer, because most chickens won't begin laying eggs until they're about 4 to 6 months old.
Con number two, Chickens are work. Raising chickens isn't as simple as setting up a coop and throwing the birds in. Proper caring for your chickens will take both time and patience for best results.
And I can tell you from my own experience that chickens are a nice addition and relatively low maintenance compared with other domestic pets, but there is some regular work and cost that shouldn't be overlooked. You got to feed them, you got to give them water, and you've got to clean their coops.
It sounds like they're a little like human babies because chickens can't take care of themselves and they rely on us for proper care and protection.
That is absolutely right. Con number three is chickens can be dirty and smelly. And I don't mean like your feet after wearing sweaty socks and old sneakers all day. I mean chickens smell. They poop everywhere and it accumulates like all get out.
And you can throw down more straw and even some diatomaceous earth to keep the odor down, but these are merely band-aids.
Yeah, and a good remedy for the smell is to use fresh herbs and rose petals in the nesting boxes and in their sleeping areas. And not only will the herbs and petals smell great, but the hens will appreciate them as tasty treats.
Mint is another great addition, and it will help repel pests as well.
Yeah, so the wrap-up is, you know, my late father-in-law, Bruce, who I miss dearly, he was the greatest guy ever, but he was the person that introduced my family to chickens when he went to the local Western feed with my two boys and got us six baby chicks. We weren't super excited about it at the beginning, but one turned out to be a rooster later on, which we had to take back to the farm because he was waking us up at 4:30 in the morning with his prepubescent crowing. However, in my experience, watching and caring for our backyard chickens was sort of like having a really cool fish tank. I never thought I would say this, but I actually liked watching the chickens play together. They're funny. They have different personalities. They'll chase each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll push each other around. They'll fly up in the air a few feet. They'll drop down, roll in the dirt. They scratch. They peck. And sitting in the backyard and watching them just kind of made me happy for some reason. And maybe it kind of reminded me of just simpler times or made me, you know, kind of think about living on a farm. I'm not really sure, but either way, I really liked it.
Rob, we need to let our listeners know that hens have around 2 good years of laying before their production declines and they become freeloaders.
Yeah. When the cost of their feed is greater than the money you save in eggs, then you have a little mental cost-benefit analysis to complete.
Right. And on a true farm, animals that are no longer useful are normally, dare I say, eaten.
That's true. And since you're a nice farmer, you know, you can make a far more personal decision that includes things like love for your chickens and the value that you place on them as pets.
That said, Rob, they're pretty tasty, and stewed chicken and dumplings is pretty amazing.
Right.
Plus, you can experience the whole process all over again by buying new chicks.
Right. And hens will lay eggs through spring and summer and into fall as long as they have 12 to 14 hours of daylight. So you might be able to collect eggs daily or even twice a day.
And all year round, you have to shovel manure. Right, Rob?
Right, Frank. And if you go away on vacation, you're going to need a reliable chicken sitter, and they can be scarcer than hen's teeth to find.
And chickens are sociable creatures, so plan to keep 3 to 6 birds. And remember, there may be restrictions depending on where you live.
Yeah, and with this amount, you're going to always have a steady supply of eggs since an adult hen lays about 2 eggs every 3 days on average. And one of the best websites we have found about raising chickens is backyardchickens.com. Now, if you missed any of this, you can go to our podcast and you can find it on iTunes and Spotify, but it's the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. So before we end the show, we're going to give you our audio open house number 3. We're calling this one Cushy and Carmichael, and this is a rare opportunity to experience a bit of country living in the heart of Carmichael. And this is a custom brick, 3 to 4 bedroom, 3 bathroom home with hardwood and custom tile flooring and a gorgeous remodeled kitchen that is loaded with cabinets and new stainless steel appliances and granite countertops. The natural lighting gives the home an incredibly spacious feeling, and it'll give you a special connection with the great outdoors. You're going to enjoy the luxurious master bedroom with a private balcony, brand new carpet, and its very own fireplace. You'll appreciate the loft also that's perfect for a play area, doing homework, or a home office. And the main living space looks out over a grand yard and hobby farm that's perfect for raising your family, having a garden, and entertaining. There's enough room in the backyard for a pool and endless possibilities for the backyard outbuilding that can be used as a barn or a workshop. And there's even a chicken coop on the permanent foundation way out in the back if you like fresh eggs. There's also many fruit trees on the property, a new AC unit to stay cool, and a new roof installed in March to keep you dry. Cushy & Carmichael is priced at only $549,500, and this home is just one of a kind, and it's a real find. If you'd like to see Cushy & Carmichael, just text the word Cushy, that's C-U-S-H-Y, to 916-269-3337. That's Cushy to 916-269-3337. And that's all the time we have for this week.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 33-37.